Well, and congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins joins us now with the latest on Capitol Hill efforts to end this record-long shutdown. So, Lisa, what's the latest?
Okay, I've been trying to figure out how to convey this in a clear way because it is very murky and complicated at this moment. This week began, there had been no movement by any leadership on either side. I would say the first 2 days of this week, it was sort of like a football that moved 60 yards down the field. The last 2 days, it's fallen back again another 30 yards. Why? It has to do with the elections and President Trump. Mm. There is a potential deal on the table. Let's look at what's in that, for example. One, Democrats, in exchange for reopening government, would do a few things. One, they would agree that they would... Sorry, I can't read my own graphic from over here. They would pass longer-term funding and a couple of short-term or a couple of appropriations bills. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, they would also commit to a vote from Republicans on health care subsidies. And there would be something new. Some key Democrats told me today that they want recent mass layoffs to be reversed and blocked going forward. Now, that's the key right there, Amna. Mm-hmm. That's a new demand from Democrats, and the reason is they have this momentum from the election.
You know, millions of people are affected by the shutdown. They're trying to plan finances and figure out what happens next. Is there any indication of when this is going to end?
There is some news tonight. A federal judge has ruled that SNAP benefits must be sent in full for the entire month tomorrow. The Trump administration is appealing that, so we will watch that carefully. But I would say tomorrow is the key day. Do Democrats feel pressure because of these FAA closures? Right now, they're telling me they don't. They think Republicans will be blamed for that. They see it as political. Mm. So people are missing paychecks. I know one worker whose third paycheck missed tomorrow. The pressure will ramp up, but the politics has gotten more difficult.
All right. Lisa Desjardins, thank you as always.
Welcome.